Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Jim Garrison with the Humboldt County Historical Society. As we pass through the winter in the midst of a pandemic, I find myself outdoors a lot, safely socially distancing. During a recent hike on a beach near Samoa, my thoughts turned to a winter season 104 years ago when Humboldt County citizens witnessed a maritime catastrophe and the comedy of errors that was its aftermath. In December of 1916, the submarine H-3, on its way to San Francisco, ran aground at Samoa Beach. Fortunately, the sub was sighted by schoolchildren, and experienced Coast Guard crewmen were able to respond and quickly rescue the crew. This left the Navy with the question of how to unstick their sub. Soon, the Navy began salvage operations using the monitor Cheyenne and the tug Iroquois. However, these efforts were unsuccessful. Local papers covered the process, and it became a source of entertainment for locals who filled the beach to watch. This inadvertent tourist attraction continued to fill the beach as the Navy called for bids to salvage their stranded sub. Only two bids were submitted. One was rejected for being too expensive, and the other, from Humboldt County's Mercer Fraser Company, was rejected for being too low for the Navy to take it seriously. Instead, the Navy decided to try their hand at salvaging once more. The USS Milwaukee, a sleek first-rate cruiser, steamed up from the Bay Area under the command of an acting commander who, in an ironic twist, had experience aboard the H-3, having run the submarine aground himself only a year earlier near Point Sur, south of Monterey. Expecting trouble, the Hammond Lumber Company of Samoa promised to alert the town when, not if, the Milwaukee followed the H-3 into the surf. As promised, the mill whistle blew, alerting all that the Milwaukee had run into the worst kind of trouble as the relentless sea cast it inevitably against the sandy North Spit. The Milwaukee listed on its side, and the Navy had to be rescued by the Coast Guard once again. Meanwhile, the grounding of the Milwaukee drew mobs of people anxious to view the twin disasters. So many people clamored to see the spectacle, the gangplank to the Samoa ferry at F Street Wharf collapsed under the crowd's weight. Not to be outdone, folks in Arcata ran three special trains to get in on the action. Ultimately, the Navy abandoned the cruiser Milwaukee, salvaging all the scrap and material it could using a small railroad line temporarily constructed from the town of Samoa. The indomitable H-3 submarine was rescued by Mercer Fraser's original plan, and the submarine finally cruised down to San Francisco to be overhauled and used during World War I. The remains of the Milwaukee can still be seen today during very low tide. You can learn more about the H-3 and the Milwaukee at your Humboldt County Historical Society. This is Jim Garrison with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.